fucking beat. We're gonna walk inside. He gets what's up, put the food on my plate, add some coke in my cup.
It's Wednesday. That's the day that we talk about food here on The Takeaway.
And there is food on my plate.
There is food on your plate. There's two different kinds of apple pie. You know, apple pie, the first written mention of it was sometime in the 1500s. And Jane Austen once wrote, "Good apple pies are a considerable part of our domestic happiness. You can be happy at home with a good apple pie." That's Jane Austen's advice.
An apple pie a day.
That's really...
Keeps
what?
Keeps the scale rising, I guess.
But, you know, the question is, what is good apple pie? I mean, or is there bad apple pie? I mean, unless it's burnt, is there such a thing? I mean, you basically just toss a bunch of sliced apples into a crust with a little nutmeg and cinnamon, right?
It all tastes the same.
It's difficult.
Pie.
Well, you say it all tastes the same. I totally disagree with that. And joining us, I think on my side of the argument, is Jack Bishop. He's the editorial director of America's Test Kitchen, my favorite cookbook, I might add.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning, John.
The Test Kitchen is in a real 2,500-square-foot test kitchen outside of Boston. It's home to the TV show on PBS and Cook's Illustrated magazine. So, Jack, apple pie is more than just sliced fruit and a crust, right?
Celeste, I'm totally with you. Yes, there can be good apple pie and there can be awful apple pie.
Hey, I love apple pie, but it seems to me it does have a kind of uniform taste. But again, I'm in the minority here.
Well, you know what? The crust can be soggy or it can be flaky and delicate and delicious. The apples can be mushy or they can have the right texture. Too sugary, can be overspiced. So there are a lot of problems you can encounter when you make an apple pie.
I came from Detroit, of course, where they have a ton of orchards everywhere. And now where I'm in New Jersey, and there's tons of orchards here. And one of the essential ingredients, the essential ingredient of apple pie, there's a wide variety of apples you can use. I made your traditional apple pie from the America's Test Kitchen cookbook, which recommends half Macintosh and half Granny Smith, which I think is genius. But there's other apples you can use, right?
Yeah, I mean, the theory behind the Macintosh and the Grannies is that the Macintosh are sweet and they fall apart when they're baked into a sort of saucy consistency, but you don't really want just a mushy filling, and so the Granny Smiths, they hold their shape. And
they're the al dentes.
The best of both worlds.
They're the al dentes. Do you do the Japanese apples or the Golden Delicious out in Washington?
Fuji? Yeah, I mean, you can, as long as you sort of stick with that principle of a soft apple that will fall apart along with a firmer apple, and mixing a sweet apple with a tart apple, which is what the Granny Smith and Macintosh does, you can sort of mix and match apples as you like. But that general principle really serves well in any apple pie.
And these are good.
I think that cinnamon and nutmeg are kind of the basic spices, but your recipe also calls for lemon zest. What's the theory behind the lemon?
To bring out some of the natural tartness in the apples. I mean, I think one of the bigger problems with a lot of apple pies is that they're too sweet. The apples are fairly sweet to begin with, and then you need some sugar to draw out their juices and to make that filling set up, but it can be too sweet, and so a little lemon sets off the sugar in the filling.
Do you do a lot of gelatinous-y kind of fillers with the apples, or just let them speak for themselves?
You do need a little bit of filler, some sort of binder, and that can range from flour to cornstarch to ground up tapioca.
Ground
up tapioca.
Ground up tapioca will work. I think the flour is probably the classic choice, and you're probably going to need about 2 tablespoons of flour. A lot of recipes go overboard, and you end up with this very sort of too overset texture.
Yeah, mucky. You know, we were talking, these particular pies we made a skillet pie. Adam Hirsch made that, and I made your traditional pie from the cookbook, but there's some experiments that you've done that would definitely make John taste the difference. I mean, one of the things that you suggest is this vodka pie crust. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're a little bit famous for our vodka pie crust. So the theory here is that most recipes are very stingy with the water because the more water that you add, that activates the glutens in the flour,
right,
which is what makes it tough when it's baked up. And so, therefore, it's often very difficult to roll out pie dough because it's got the bare minimum of water in it. And we were thinking, well, what could you add that would make it easier to roll out the pie dough but that wouldn't activate the glutens? And it turns out that vodka is about half alcohol, and the alcohol doesn't activate gluten.
That's brilliant.
It keeps it moist, and then it goes away in the oven. It evaporates
in
the oven.
It evaporates in the oven. You cannot taste the vodka. There's no alcohol left in the pie crust, but it is very easy dough to work with, and it really bakes up tender and flaky.
So, Jack, are you a pre-baker of crusts, or are you a non-pre-baker of crusts? And do you do a top crust or no?
When it comes to apple pie, I don't think you need to pre-bake it because the apple filling is going to need so long in the oven anyway
that
I would
prefer
to use a sort of uncooked filling with, you know, raw pie dough. You put the filling in, put the second dough on top, and to make the classic apple pie. But that skillet apple pie, which you have, it's sort of a cheater's apple pie where you...
I'm going to tell Adam you said that.
Well, he's a bit... It's a no-fuss apple pie. That
it's
sounds
tasty.
Better than cheater's apple pie,
it's
doesn't
yummy.
It? Where you cook the filling, and then you lay a top crust with the theory that the bottom crust is going to be soggy anyway. And you put
right.
that top crust right on top of the apples in the skillet, and then you just shove the whole skillet right into the oven, and it bakes for about 20 minutes, and it's done.
Last quick question for you, Jack. You also have a really delicious suggestion for cheese in the pie crust, but, you know, President Obama's pastry chef offered up his apple pie recipe. Have you looked at it? Is it any good?
I have looked at it. Interesting. It's got a lot of fat, and it's got both butter and lard, and lard makes a fabulous crust, although it's pretty much impossible to get lard today. The thing that I was a little worried about is there's a lot of sugar and a lot of honey in that filling, and I would say I think the president needs more apples and less sugar in his pie.
Okay, Jack Bishop is the editorial director of America's Test Kitchen, of which I am a big fan. He joined
and
us
you made this?
From
this
Boston.
Is great. This
I made
is delicious.
That. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Adam, our web editor, is a fabulous skillet cake.
We have
pie.
All of these recipes, in case you want to try them, John, and they do taste different, on our website, even the one from President Obama's pastry chef. That's at our website, thetakeaway.org.
I'd have to do a blind test to actually know if they tasted different, but they're absolutely delicious.